Welcome to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
The biggest challenge for anyone who want to sell programs or training or consultations is you don't know how to close a prospect, to convert it into a purchase client or a customer or somebody inside the sales cycle who is still considered in the future to be a customer or a client. Today, I will share with you one of the sessions which I run in Win Your Brand. And this session will demonstrate examples. Actually, there are verbiage in this session which you can use, apply right away. It will show you how can you respond to the customer objections. It also has some type of table discussion among different individuals about what their feedback on this particular scripts. I decided to share this material because it's an amazing tool you can have in your back pocket when you talk to your customers. All what I'm looking for from you is to go through the podcast. If you find value and you want to get more, or you want to get the script of this particular objections, you can always connect with me, info@wizwael, and looking forward to hear your feedback. And now I will leave you with the session. What's this workbook about? Is you'll have the top 10 sales superstar, which is included in this small package. And then you will have the top 10 tips for dealing with objections, which I also included as well. So you can have some of the values. Now, if you go at page 29 in the table of content, because you don't have the pages, okay? Starting from page 29 till page 67, it shows 24 types of closing. And what we will do today is, in this session, we will work basically on objection, which is start from page 95 till page 190 and 191. So if you want to buy this workbook, just sign up. If you don't want to buy the workbook, you can follow in the discussions. So if I go to page 97, It says, I will bind them for you. It says, I don't know your company. So when the client says, I don't know your company, which is here, what does it mean?
I haven't seen it before.
Somebody can say something else?
They haven't seen it before or heard of it.
So the client means, who are you? Okay? And the client have found that purely emotional objection, like one, quickly uncovers the insecurity of average salesperson. So if somebody will say, I don't know your company, people will feel like they are not known. So the action, from an average salesman, he will think, no, you don't. Why does no one like me? And the action he will take, it will become defensive, waffles, and ultimate bail out of the call. Do you agree on that?
Yeah.
If you flip the page, if you have the book, you flip the page, the page will say, fantastic. That's exactly why I have called you. We are the, and he give open statement or unique selling point. The superstar salesman will think you will in a minute. So the mindset of a superstar salesman, when I tell you, oh, Shamir, I don't know you. So you don't say how it comes. your mindset will be? You will know me in a minute. And understand that peak performers are motivated from the inside out. Only average salesmen are affected by this kind of comment. Why this particular opening will work? Fantastic. That's exactly why I have called you. We are. This will work because it reframes the client expectation of how salespeople behave. It is positive and amusing. It was never a real objection anyway. So when somebody will say, oh, Mariana, we don't know you, what you will say? Fantastic. That's exactly why I have called you. I am doing this and this. Okay? Make sense? Any comments? You have a space underneath this page, if you have the workbook, to be able to write your comments. So your comment here should be, we are the. We are the what?
Premier
what? You should write here.
Oh, about our business.
About your own, about your own business.
Why are you going to fill it in for us?
I don't know your business. So what you write, Marcel?
Oh, we are the one helping you to learn how to eat your elephant.
So
and overcome your fears and overwhelm.
If you remember the discussion we have around the power words,
yep.
Premier, if you remember this schedule, Mariana, we have the power word. Premier will be the one which can be used. We are the premier coach, or I am the award-winning business coach, or I am the only Western Canada certified. Okay, so premier, I'm the only one, is very important. Do you want to go through the other ones? So we did one. Is there any other one you want to, from this list, you want to read through it and see how we can, we took from 97 up to 191. Do you like to pick up another one? Pick up one. See which ones are more relevant to you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this session. I know it was a long. Maybe the audio quality may not be the best. However, it's live session. It shows how people react when they try
which one
to
did you mark?
Learn how to close sales.
Yeah,
I would
one?
Love to get your feedback.
Okay, so this page
and
109.
If you are interested in getting the workbook or connecting with me, you can always visit wizyl.com.
So I am happy with my current supplier. Thank you.
Hear your feedback.
So what the client means, I get these calls all the time. So the meaning of I am happy with my current suppliers means, in the when you talk about the right objection, it means in the client mind that I get these calls all the time. Okay? Client have found that most salespeople have no useful answer to this objection. They often use it without any consideration as whether they're really happy or not. An average salesperson, everything has a supplier already. Why do I bother with this job? The action, bail out of the call, or challenge for a weakness in the client existing relationship. This usually results into confrontation. Should we confront our clients?
No, we go into defensive mode.
Okay. Now, how you map this? So maybe for Mariana, when you stand in the people who say, I am happy with the current healer I have, or I'm happy with the current chakra techniques I have. Okay. Can you suggest how you answer this?
The three W's.
Which, what are they?
The three apps come back with that.
Okay, so I can give you here one of two scripts. One of them will be, great, I am not asking you to change now, merely consider building a relationship. So when I say great and I am not asking you to change now, means what?
In the future, I would like, but not at the moment.
Not at the moment. So you still have the conversation going. Another way to handle this, you say, many of my other clients, what means the clients? It means you have other people's business, told me the same thing. They were also working with existing suppliers before they realized that our service perfectly complemented what they were already doing. I'd like to get together and show you how. You just upgrade for VIP and you get the whole book for it, the whole book. Many of other clients told me the same thing. So by this statement means what? Means I have clients, and you are not alone. So Shamir, you remember this emotional discussion?
Yes, I do.
You always say, and here you reframe. So many of my other clients told me the same thing. They were also working with existing suppliers before they realized that our service perfectly complemented what they already doing. I'd like to get together and show you how. Mm-hmm. How, and you should be able in the notes to continue what how means. Mm-hmm. So a sales superstar will say, really? We will see about that. Understand, it has been estimated that 5% of the clients are genuinely happy with their current supplier, but most won't tell you until we have got significant amount of trust and rapport. And I found out that, because when you go around, nobody wants to be feel like fooled. So nobody will come and say, oh, our supplier sucks. Oh, we are looking for a new supplier. Because they will reveal the trust. This work, because it does not challenge or threaten the existing supplier relationship. It respects the client decision. A change now is an embedded command. Use inclusive approach with the word complemented. So when you say I will have perfectly complemented, this is one of the power word which need to be used in this particular script. So what you should have in your notes is you should pick up one of this opening and continue the dots. So, and for example, in attempt to, and show you how what. Shamir, so this will be how what? We are on page 110.
Yeah, I see that. I'm thinking about my client.
So how what in your business?
How our business, how my services fit into your overall supplier
company. Or how mind heart alignment will boost your results.
Is that not more like going and how you could benefit from?
Well, they already have existing suppliers. I'm thinking they already have people who do that.
Is there anybody doing the same you do?
Well, no, obviously not. So
Why no? Yeah.
Because I combine the business coaching with the heart mind alignment.
No, because it's your when I coach with you, it's you. You are the only DNA in the globe. You are the only Shamir with this knowledge.
Yeah.
So when you approach the client, especially in service, you have to find why it's only me. When people deal with me, they deal with me. You can find this learning so many places, but you will not get the outcome from it away from me, because I know how to extract the most out of it, because it's me, it's Wael Badawi, that's it. So when you approach your client with your service, You have to be able to position yourself that it's you delivering this service what give it the wow factor. So it's not because it is because you is the one combining the two. Like if Marcel combining the two, it will be different. It will have a German flavor. That's right.
Yeah, true.
So when you try to script here the language,
yeah.
The language will be what? Why I am Excel? Why you have
why
to work with me?
Why
okay.
I'm used to dealing with other suppliers that I work in complementary fashion with them to enhance your bottom line.
Yep, and nobody has similar experience as you, and nobody has the same learning and voice as you. Make sense? Can you script statement and read it for us? Can you do one more song? Can you script one and read it for us?
You are now listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
No, I wanna them to be able to use this language.
Okay.
So can you read for us?
All right. I'd like to get together and show you how my...
No, read from the beginning.
Many of our other clients told me the same thing. They were also working with existing suppliers before they realized that our service perfectly complemented what they were already doing. I'd like to get together and show you how my approach will enhance your organization's ability to enhance employee morale and improve your bottom line at the same time.
Okay, so you may want to modify this because you will be about business coaching. So I will, the rejection will be, I'm happy with my current business coach. So you say, many of the other clients told me the same thing. They are working with existing business coaches before they realize that my service is perfectly complemented what they already doing. And I'd like to get together to show you how whatever you wrote after that. So in the notes, you should spend the time and customize this opening. And the hardest part is to do what? Memorize it. I'm not a memorizing guy, but I can read it. I can figure out the most important things. And I can use different language, different word every time. But I know how to overcome this objection. Did it help you?
Yeah.
Sure? Do you want to pick... Someone else can pick another objection from the list. Do you want to pick up objections? Each one can pick one, and then
challenge him on the more information one. Can I do that?
No. We are here to just try figure out how we can get these objections.
No, but yeah.
What are the scripts? So we will have another session on
like
practice.
There's got to be one where I want more information, or I need to
pick up one from the list you have, and you can share it. The list is from page 99 to 191. So you picked already one, so the other people who did not pick one, which one do you like to discuss?
What about we've just bought one of those?
Which one? Which page? Which page?
143.
143? We have just bought one of those. So what the client means when they say we have just bought one of those, or I just subscribe for another service or for another coach, what does it mean? Now page 143, we have just bought one of those. We already have a supplier, so we have no need. That's right. People often do look at things in black and white terms, such as right versus wrong, up versus down, and need versus no need. In any case, this simple objection gets rid of 90% plus of salesmen. Amazing that you guys get a very hard rejections. Average salesperson will say, no one ever need me. How come I never lucky? Action leaves the call, leave call a loser or fight with the client about the validity of the recent purchase. Would you listen to someone who doesn't know you, your business telling you you have not made the best decision? Will you listen to somebody like that? If we want to talk about sales superstar, sales superstar will start and say, I am sorry, we were not there to help you that time. The reason of my for my call was actually two. Sales superstar will think, great, so my information about you being a potential client was right, because he already bought a bought thing. Pushing against a closed door now would be foolish. All clients at some point assess the solutions they have implemented, the logistic of that purchase, and the impact of any change. Building relation now puts our sales superstar in a pole position when doubt or future need comes along. Because you cannot do much. If they already close, they already close. Why this will work? I am sorry we were not there to help you that time. The reason for my call was actually to, you should add. Here you take responsibility. You take time that's put the event into the past and move to the conversation forward. If the client object against it, will more than likely be different objections. Example, no need. So if somebody said, we bought one of those, it's good. You try to build the relationship. You grab his information, you put him in your CRM. I hope each one of you has a customer relationship management program. And you schedule to call him up to see how he's happy with his current solutions 3 or 6 months. Some superstars will may ask for if they do know somebody else in their market looking for similar solution. Some sales superstar will ask, what makes you buy this particular solution from this particular client? Because if I know why he bought more of this same client of the same products from somebody else, I know what I'm not offering. So when somebody say, oh, we just sign up, we'll ask, so why make you sign up? Why did you like about this product to buy? And you start to ask questions to get what?
Information.
More. This is what we don't call it information. This we call it business intelligence. Because if you know why somebody bought alternative product to yours and how it comes you are not aware of it, you will be able to have intelligent information about what makes this client's trigger to buy your product. Make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Did you find one more objection? There was one, by the way. Can you send me more information? I remember
there. Yeah, or send me literature, I guess. You've been exposed.
Yeah, which one is this?
If
you find.
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
The page number, we can.
Yeah, that's the 163. I think that's the closest to what I would
need. Send me literature. Okay. Send me literature means what? No. Means you as a business must have what? Must have literature to send. So when somebody asks you to sell me more information or sell me more literature about your products, you must, before making the phone call, having what?
Literature ready.
In a PDF format. And we have lots of discussions about what literature you need. So you don't make the call and people ask you for more information and say, oh yeah, I will spend 1 week to do it because they will be cold. Usually how long, what's the time, what's the right time between this phone, this call, send me the literature, and the action to choose, send the literature? 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, okay? It's not 1 day, okay? There is another one, I will bring it along if you can help me finding the number for it, which is, oh, I did not receive the literature. So after you send the literatures, and then what will happen? The customer will not call. So when you send somebody literature, you should ask for when you can follow up. I will send you the literature. When should I call you back? In a week. So you call him in a week. And you have to make sure you call him in a week. A week is 7 days. Like if you talk Monday, so you say, don't say in a week, you say, so can I book Monday? Or you have to be specific, morning or afternoon. So let's just look at, send me literature. As you said, my good friend here, what client means, go away. Client have found that this is a really easy way to get rid of salesperson who are more than willing to send emails and literature, because it gets them off the phone while they are doing. And if you are in person, and somebody will say, oh, it's not, because we meet so many people not on the phone anymore. We go like to this meetup or this events and stuff. Oh, I'm interested, but send me more information. How many of us will go back and really email the information? So if I come and say, do you have information on Bloody? Like, can you send me more information on your techniques? Do you have information? Can you send to me when you go home?
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
See, but you should have, it's the same when you talk about the chakras, you should have more information about why this technique will work. If you remember these four people, who is looking for information? Which one of these will be the one looking for information?
Process.
Mainly process. Sometimes relations. Because sometimes when we talk about the 16 characteristics of, or the 16 types of buyers, some of them are tribes. Some of them will need to get their friends or their spouses to decide with them because they don't take leadership. So this is are the two, mainly a process, but this is are the two which usually ask for literature. So you must have, and if you say, yeah, I have a blog, email them the link of the blog. Like it, I prefer to have like information sheet, which should have also frequently asked questions at the end. But if you have blog, you can send, yeah, you can send an email with the blog. No, it's not a big deal. Just a letter of pleasure. On page 164, a superstar will say, I certainly will do that. And I am pleased that you are interested in our company. This is an optional statement. Or you are interested in my technique or in my business based on you are a company or you are a service. As you may expect, we have a large amount of company, literature. In order that's exactly meet your need, what I like to do is to ask you a few questions. Come and meet with you. And from that, I will be happy to select the information which matches your need. Did I send any literature? I am asking for what? For meeting. So I'm not sure what's Bilal's here. It's actually my mistake not to look it up before this meeting. But if you serve, or maybe on the chakras, we don't know much, but you may want to come and say, oh, but I want to really know where, what is the area of the pain No, what is the area of the pain, or what exactly you suffer from? Where is the exact pain? So why you don't come for a free assessment? Because you offer free assessment, you know? So if somebody will ask you, can you send me more information on the camera or the technique?
Why don't you come for a free assessment?
You can say, yeah, it's great. I certainly will do that. So you confirm that you will do that. And I'm really happy that you are interested. But I have lots of material, which is you do. So for the best way to serve your need, you can ask more questions, or you can say, okay, so what about you just come, so I give you enough, I will be more concerned of your time, and I'll give you enough material, which only you need. So I will not, and this will not cost you anything, because you already provide this particular one. Does this make sense? A superstar, sales superstar will think, most of my competitor will miss out here, so this is a great opportunity. Most sales superstar will think what? Most of this competitor will miss out here, so this is a great opportunity. An average salesman will think, yes, okay, I will send you. Yes, okay, I will send you materials. But
they never hear back from that
email. Yeah. A sales superstar understand literature at this stage would be more likely the end or end up in a pen or in the garbage. Client buy based on their problem, challenges, and needs. Failure to take the time to understand this buys only a ticket for a lottery. So you have to be a superstar. When I say send me more literature, definitely I will do that, but I need more information. And I keep the conversation going. Okay? In the past, it was difficult for you to practice. But right now, it's easy because you can have your phone. You can record yourself on your phone. Sit where you are. Write the script. Customize it to your own business. And practice. And after you record yourself, go back and listen to what you recorded and see if it makes sense or not. Does this make sense? Why this will work? Because you agree with the client request. He said, I certainly will do that. You respect that he is busy because he said, I want to get more information to send you a laser focused material to help you. You link to asking about him and his business. Do you agree on this script? Okay. Who else did not select one to discuss?
I have a question on that just though, because like, what if somebody generally wants more information? Like, I don't know anything about your services or products, and I don't even know your company name, and I don't even really know your name.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So like,
okay.
We have no...
Here we have to understand one thing. What is our role as a salespeople?
Mm-hmm.
Our role is to sort through the crowd,
yeah,
to find out the one who is likely to buy our product and service.
Yeah.
With all that you respect to other curiosity people,
mm-hmm,
I need you to focus only on the one who are willing in a short period,
yeah,
to put their hands in their pockets,
yeah,
and write you a check.
Yeah.
That's it. So if he generally has curiosity and he did not fill it up by searching it on Google, he's a lazy butt.
Well, yeah, like I'm just saying, in my circumstance right here, I'm intrigued by what your offerings are, even personally, and for people I know, but I'm like, I'm a process and relationship-driven person, so I know nothing about who he is or his business. So I'm genuinely actually want more information.
So his role is to ask you,
mm-hmm,
to try to figure out how to... what exact information he can send you.
That would be like send me more literature kind of a
it is
request,
but
right?
but I'm not brushing you off. I actually genuinely want more information.
Yeah.
Right,
so
versus somebody will use
one more thing you have also to understand,
right?
Sharing random information, and this is for people who will go to the show, to the Beldex show.
Yeah.
When you stand in the show and you just hand information,
mm-hmm,
to everybody walking in the hallway,
yeah,
you are basically letting your competitor and everybody to know what you do, and you'll not get customers. In the shows, usually we put the lectures in the back. They are feasible. Anybody has great interest to reach to my lectures, he has to pass by at least one of my sales rep, who will corner him and ask him questions. Not questions about why he needs the lecture, but questions about why you are here, what brought you to the show, what are you looking for, what is the most pain point you're trying to solve right now, how is your business doing? When I ask my suspect or my prospect, how is your business doing? Why I'm asking this question? Because I want to know how high I can price my product. If they said the business is doing great, we just close few sales. If he say, oh, it's just it's really hard right now, we don't have no clients, I will give him different priority. Because after the show, you will follow up. Yeah, it's a qualifying. So when you go to the show, you are not selling in the show. Even I don't think anybody here is selling in the show. You are basically engaging for another closure, for a meeting. Only ones who sell in the show will be what? The ones who are selling mugs or commodity, which is nobody here in the room I'm aware of, he's selling commodity products in a show. So in the show, if you're even selling your book, you can sell a book. But you are not mainly in the show to sell books. You are in the show to close on a follow-up meeting or a follow-up what? Lecture exchange. So no matter what will happen in the show, you will have a list of people that you need to connect with them later. So if you have these people and you want to connect with them later, what you need to do? You need to prioritize them and see how much effort you need to, because the one which you feel they may have an immediate need, what you will do for them? You'll immediately call them or email them. Okay?
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
Yep, you arrange phone calls and or webinars.
Uh-huh.
And you may want to decide if you want to get them to come. Like with Shamir, is very straightforward because he runs a webinar, a weekly espresso shot. So his goal that the people who will not sign up for his program is to go where? Through his weekly espresso shot. Okay. Customers will buy. The question is that when they will buy. If somebody there spends the time to talk to you out of curiosity, most likely they will buy either from you or from your competitor sometime down the road. That's it. My role is to show you urgency. That's if you come here. That's why in our workshop we say limited seating. And honest to God, it's limited seating because this room cannot take more than 3-4 more. And there is maybe one or two will be coming after lunch. And there are 3 cancellation because of the weather, because they live a little bit further down. And we know another, and Rob also canceled. So if everybody showed up, this will be a full room. And you can see there's no seats. One for me and one for... So when you close, you have to figure out why are you closing. Sorry, go ahead.
They suggest the organizer from the show suggested that I would do it for $20, but normally I do complimentary session. So
$20, if you can sell $20 instead of complimentary, is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
What show is that? What show is that?
Okay, let's. We have like 6 minutes to go, so we need to go at least through 2. So Shamir, do you want to pick up one? Or anybody ready to pick up another one to discuss?
I have one.
You already had one already.
Okay.
Let's just give a chance for everybody else.
167.
Why should I speak to you? I got lots of sales call. Don't waste my time. This is what the client means. Client knows that this question put all but the best salespeople on their back foot. From client perspective, it's very easy to take any answer that sales gives and say it's not good enough for a reason to talk to them. So, An average salesman will say, I don't know. Action, desperately dumb heap of information as fast as possible in the hope of hitting the mark. Too often, they don't. And this is where you will have what we will discuss in the next session, the wrong time to introduce your product. Because your products should not come at the beginning. Your price should not come at the beginning. Somebody on the other day say, oh, and we sell, and our price, and we sell really cheap price at really cheap prices. I'm not here to buy cheap. Cheap is for sheep, not for me. I am not here to buy cheap things. I am here to buy cost-effective, high return of investment, which is our high ROI, which is, by the way, is an equivalent meaning of what? Cheap. That's right. Cost-effective means what?
Cheap.
But if I say cheap, it's a bad word to use. So we have two words today. What's the first one?
Cost-effective?
No. You have learned two words not to say.
But
and the cheap. And try and the third one. So if somebody will come and say, I sell at my prices are really cheap, it sounds so desperate.
Mm.
It sounds has no value. It sounds so desperate. It sounds that he has no value. And it sounds that he cannot articulate what he's doing and why. So we don't say cheap prices. Or somebody will come and say, we actually have a sale. Come because we have a sale. It means your products are not selling, man. Why do you have a sale? Although this might be for greedy people, people say, oh, why didn't buy it? We have really, really good prices, really low prices. We sell lower than the competitor. It doesn't work. So the answer for why should I speak to you will be, you know, that's a great question. And there certainly are many business reasons why clients do speak with me. Why my clients do speak with me. What do you mean my clients do speak with me?
I have clients.
Did you sell to customers? What do you say? Did you say I have customers or say I have clients? Did you make money from customers? Most likely not.
Not from customers?
No, you talk about clients. You didn't talk about customers.
Right, but you don't make money from... You could make money from clients.
You don't make money from clients. So many people who, when they are starting and you don't have too many, you just have one or two pilots.
Yeah.
Like with all due respect to the growing of your business right now, but there are on the other side of the room people who just have one installations or two installations that started. So for sure you are working now with many clients because you are trying to sell your products, right? How many individuals are in discussion with you about making new software?
Like 10, 15.
How many of them bought? Most likely not. A single one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk,
clients,
that's why we talk. Like, so why my client do speak with me? Tell me, why wouldn't you speak to me? So you head back. So when a customer will say, why should I speak to you? You know, this is a great question. And there are certainly many business reasons why my clients do speak with me. Tell me, why wouldn't you speak to me?
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
I know how you feel. Other clients who got to know me felt that way. But what they found out was once they spoke to me, I saved them thousands of dollars each year just for a simple conversation. Tell me, why would you speak to me? That's a perfect one.
Yeah. So write down your script. The reason for each page.
What I said?
The reason for this page is to have these notes. As you can write. Now, a sales superstar will say, I don't know yet, but there are plenty of reasons, so let's find them together. So why you don't want to speak to me? I don't know yet. Let's find them together. Let me show what's wrong with me. You know, like when you stand in front of the mirror and say, what's wrong with me? Let's just figure it out. Most clients don't really want a reason to talk. They want a reason not to. Our sales superstar will get underneath these objections and uncover the client's real needs and wants. Why this is work? Because acknowledge the client question. It links to business reason. It creates credibility by mention of other clients. It starts to uncover any real objections and or drivers. Okay? So for you, you go between page 97 till page 191. And these are different objections. So if you want to pick up one, each one is picking one right now. So these are the objections.
Okay.
So each one is having one. So figure out and some other objections.
119. I've got no budget.
119. Okay. You okay, guys, with no, I got no budget? Okay, 119 actually. Actually, on from page 223 to 255 or 254, there are specific techniques to overcome it costs too much. So, whoever in the VIP side and got the book, they can. Figure out because this is particular objection is very important. So let's just look at 119. So what does it mean for a customer when you say I have no budget? I have got no budget for you. So I have no budget is not I have no budget. I have no budget for you or your offer. Client knows that 95% of sales will ask them they do have a budget and arrange a call them back then. What a great way to get rid of salesmen. An average salesman will say, this job is rubbish. The market is rubbish. No one ever has any budget. Become disconsolate, fail to build rapport and create a weak pipeline. I use this technique because I was actually going on a stage with someone, and I wanted to be on this stage in Calgary, and they always say we don't have any events for you. I use this particular technique, very similar wording, and actually I'm on their stage on Thursday, which is very interesting, and they asked me to come. So you say thank you for sharing that with me. When I first spoke to them, many of my clients did not have budget. And that's what makes us different. So the fact is you have no budget. It makes me different. At this point, most companies would probably ask when you do have budget and not talk now. We at this company believe in building strong relationship with our clients. And I'd like to invest in getting to know you now. Will the other party respond and say something else?
Well, they probably have another objection. I don't know if the time.
Too many scripts here, so it doesn't matter what objection. So
it will overcome this one for sure.
So this is will overcome this, right?
Yeah.
So a sales superstar will think, not yet. You haven't. So you just have no budget for now. You understand, most salespeople will bail out at this call here so they have a great opportunity to build a relationship and win client that others have ignored. Also, most clients can create or reallocate budget if they perceive a big enough need. Why this work? Because this script in particular, it acknowledges the client situation. Thank you for sharing with me that you have no budget. Use third-party experience to reframe the situation. Talk now and invest in are two strong words. Because now, buy now or talk now, it's an urgency power world. And invest in means I'm also committed some resources, which is basically my time. Okay?
183.
I will take it if you discount. Shamir.
I know I get that all the time.
When last time you made this to somebody?
To you.
No. What about the Infusionsoft guys?
Oh, I did that. I pushed them a little too hard.
This was last week, that's right? So what do you think when somebody will say, I will take it if you discount? I think I get a deal here. Because anybody will think, yeah, if I give him a discount, he will buy, that's right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree on that? In this situation, the client saying that they have an upper hand. Best experience will lead them to believe that salespeople will always discount to get the deal. Average salesperson will think, oh, please don't let me lose it now. The action start to worry and allow the fear of lose to cloud his better judgment and negotiation skills because his feeling is so close. A sales superstar will say, I am pleased that you have made your decision and I understand that your return of investment is important to you. However, you have secured our best discount already. When are you looking to receive the product or when are you looking to start? So a sales superstar will say, the price you have in your hand is already deeply discounted. When are you starting? So you are basically shifting his objection to be a lame wolf.
Self-close.
Thank you. A self-close is a good one. Superstar saying, I know you want it anyway. Because if somebody doesn't want it, will he try to negotiate a better price? Do you agree?
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
I'm a little bit derailed in my thought process on this particular topic.
Okay, let me finish this and then we can share your derailing.
Sure.
Understand that this client wants the product or solution that is an attempt to do a deal. Chances are there is no serious negotiation. If it is, then it's the sales superstar job to help the client to attach more value to the investment. So basically, we talk about more values for the investment. And this will get us to a situation where what exactly we are offering and how we offer it. So when we sell from the stage, we offer a price. And the price will be discounted. And the people who will buy first will get an extra stuff, access to an audio, access to an extra book, whatever. So you can always attach more value to the investment, which means you must create these values up front. Why this will work? Decision implies something is decided already. Secured is an ego-flattering word. Moving to a question which is, if answered, propose the deal is done, self-closer. If the client is serious about negotiating, then this is a strong starting position. Okay? Yes, sir.
Some people always want a discount, no matter what it is.
There is a way to deal with these gritty people here. So I will show you how to deal with these gritty people here. So when you deal with people who are always having discount, the very first offer must be at a higher price. If you sell at the higher price, it's great because you make more money. If you have to discount it, this is how you plan the system was. So that's why every program, like even in my program, like even in the paper you have, we have a value for VIP for $3,375 or $70. The actual price for the VIP is $297. And if we sell this from the stage, it will start at $497, and we discounted $200 for $297. So whenever you have a bottom line investment or price, you need to always start at a higher level. Or you give them, and you give them a bundle instead of one service. Like buy five session, get one free. You cannot tell them buy two software, get one free.
Yeah.
Okay? So that is why in the sales plan, you must put some buffer for this particular hard negotiations. So what is your...
The type of personality behind this particular objection is going to take a lot more time. They're going to increase scope without increasing budget. The entire process of working with them on their software from start to finish is going to make me sweat. And it's going to be a very painful experience. And if I have my choice between this client or another client, and there's only one of me, and then I'll go with the other.
Before you came, we talk about priority. We talk about when we go to a show, you will talk to so many leads, and you will prioritize them, which one you call them first to prospects. So if you have that, if you have the luxury of selecting between two different clients, is great. But if you have the luxury, if you don't have this luxury and you are in contact over the phone or in show or wherever with somebody asking for more discount, and this is the only one in front of you, first of all, you must not upset them. You must not dump them, because if you upset them or dump them, what will happen to your reputation in town? You'll be surprised. So this is all the verbiage, and it's up to you to close at no close. Like here we have few examples of how to close people, but it's up to you to close at no close.
I've tried raising prices too.
Or to leave the door open.
I think what you say is that there's always a person that's really cheap and it's going to be a waste of your time. Like, I fired a client last year because it was just too much energy to deal with her, and the amount of effort I had to always explain things in detail. This was for my other business, which is, you know, she was buying protein shake. I was getting like $15 a month from her. Like, it was so irrelevant to how much effort I had to invest for that little bit of commission. It wasn't worth it. So I think that's what you're saying is, I was spending more time keeping her as a client.
We will talk about, there are 16 types.
New clients,
there are 16 types of
hassle.
There are 16 types of customers, which is 9 types of customer, which I will explain to you in the next session. When we start the next session, we start with. Who did not select one yet? Marianne, and we are giving each one a chance to select one.
I have a client.
Which is which number?
105.
105. I haven't enough time. So this means I am busy. You better not waste my time. The kind of objection usually means that the client is busy and that gets a lot of sales call. It's really not personal, but most sales people take it in this way. Majority of people who say I don't have enough time will come from here. Majority of people who say I don't have budget will come from here.
What?
I don't really understand what your business do, what you provide. It comes from here. Average salespeople, I will be quick as possible then. Make excuse for the call. The minute you make an excuse for the call, the minute you are out. Because you are doing something wrong. If you say sorry, sorry to call you in your busy time, you are out. Rush into the pitch and gets rejection. When salespeople rush in sway, it sends psychological message that they are not important, therefore not worth dealing with them. So many of us, early on in our small business career, we always rush into showing how good we are, and the audience will feel you are not certain. You don't have the pace. Does it make sense to you? And if this doesn't make sense to you guys, try to go to events and be the customer. And look, ask any of the exhibitors. You will get this feeling. Because almost all of them suck. And almost all of them suck. And when you invite them to such a session, they say, oh, we are busy. Keep doing what you do, and next year you'll be where you are. So one answer is, and I won't waste a moment of your time. I don't say I'm sorry. I say I apologize. Because sorry is one of the other words which you don't use. As a matter of fact, if you say I am, if you are caught by border security agencies because you are doing something or you have something wrong in your bag or whatever, and you say I am sorry, sorry is omission of guilt. In court of law, sorry traditionally is omission of guilt. Apologizing is not an omission of guilt. I'm not sure for you. I speak, sir, English is my third language. I hate words missing, okay? I apologize. When this week would be more convenient to a call, how would Friday afternoon for you, 3 or 4 p.m.? When you ask for a time, you ask for a time with a day. Not you ask to call next week. Because next week is an open. It's 7 days or 5 business days. And you can book a call or a meeting. Okay? So you have the luxury or the option of developing one of these two. Sales superstar think, I am worthy of your time. So it's great. You don't want to waste your time. It's great. And more important that you can talk to me. I understand all clients make time for the right sales conversation. Therefore, the key here is to maintain composure and differentiate your call as being worthy of the client time. Ensure you take control of your pace, tone, and pitch. Because if you start to talk fast or you start to hype, what will happen? You will start to give bad reflections on the client. Why this work? The initial acknowledgement is enough for most clients. Take responsibility if the client repeats the objection. Set times for conversation using different closing technique. Okay? And this will lead to one question. When do you know that this objection is real? Like, for sure, we deal with 80% of the people don't have the right. We deal always with 80-20 rules. So when we say no, doesn't mean no means 80% of the time. No means a reflection of something else. When we say, so if you understand this perception or this concept, the question now will be is, when do you know that the customer really don't have budget? There is an expert in sales, and they said if the customer will repeat it at least 3 times in the same conversation, this means that this is one of the red flags, that they may really have something serious you have to consider. They say, if I don't have budget, no sir, I don't have budget, no, I cannot afford this, or we cannot afford this. It means that you have to stop and first evaluate the financial viability of this customer, because he may be going on a bankruptcy if it's a company, or he may be going in a, he maybe really doesn't have. So any objections as a front doesn't mean thing. When it's used second time and you cannot overcome it, and if it comes third time, it means what? It means it's real. So when somebody, all of the learning I said is 80-20. 80% of the time will work. And we hope to make in this 80% of the time more money. But there are some situations. There are some situations where people don't have money. Somebody on government support, somebody on the company is going bankruptcy already, the company is in receivership situation, they don't have money. So you can shift this discussion and ask, when the new budget will be allocated, why you don't have really any slush fund. I'm willing to help you to reallocate. So these questions are basically to explore if this client really, really, really don't have budget. But if any objections come three times in a row, shift your mind that this objection might be serious. It should alarm a red bulb in your brain as a flag that you need to discover. You need to discover your intelligence, because we when we call someone or when we meet someone, we know they can afford doing this business. Okay? Last one, we have one more to go.
I have to speak to the decision makers. Are they decision makers?
Yeah, I love this one.
Page is that?
175. Okay. So before we go to one page 75, what's the problem when somebody needs to talk to somebody else? How many times do you speak to the people who make the final decision?
No, but I'm just saying, like, when you make that call and they're saying it because somebody else, like, you need to qualify if you're actually speaking to somebody that is making the money decision to call it at that point.
This theory is teach them in Sandler system, and this assumption is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody making decisions is influenced by other people. So what is the problem when you sell someone and he wants to talk to someone else?
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
What is the main problem here?
To get your message across to that third person you're not talking directly to.
Yeah, and what's the problem with getting your message? The prophecy said, one upon a time, the prophecy said, we understand people as brain, heart, feet, individuals. And there are those fellows which is gut. And this actually inside my book, The Guide to Win. There is a full chapter on that. So a brain guy will talk about the logic. Will talk about how do you think. A heart will talk about what?
How do you feel?
How do you feel? And what the feet will be about? The process and the steps. The prophecy said also that the higher level bosses will be in this domain. Vice presidents and lower will be project managers in this domain. I will map it to you, Marianne, in a minute, but just this is from business oriented. So vice president and project managers will deal about how to manage the process, so they are process-oriented people, and they deliver on time. Okay? CEO of the companies are budget-oriented, and they want to deliver on time. Business owner, he cares about the money, how it's spent, and when the return of investment will happen. He doesn't care about the process. So, if I want to move cross of the gatekeeper, I am basically getting two different individuals to carry the same message. For me, when I stand here and say, what do you think, how do you feel, and what you do about this? This is one question. It touches the thinker, it touches the feeler. Although we know now Marianne is thinker because she wants to think about something. When you ask her for the $100 million, you said, I want to think about it, so Marianne is thinker now. But when I talk about that, I talk about thinkers, talk about feeders, and how do you do about it? I talk about people who are business bookkeepers, accountants, programmers.
Engineers.
Generally, anybody who will stick in this particular, like this guy built so many businesses, he's a process-oriented. And he can deliver on time within a budget. I know he's not, although he's going to his son's school thing today, which means he has some family relationship, but it doesn't come as a priority. This is what I know about Mike. Immediately from the background, he said. Because the prophecy said, and I always say the prophecy because It's weird knowledge to know that no CEOs in North America, 97% or 95% of CEOs and management are in this domain. 0% from CEOs are here. They cannot. If they care more about their people, they will not be able to manage the projects, they will not be able to manage the companies. So now you try to get someone who talks this language to talk to somebody who speaks different language. Do you agree? Does it make sense to you? If you object, let me know. I love your. Now, for Marianne and Michelle, it works in the same way, because majority of their clients are having this coupling. So if I talk to the spouse, she has to talk to this spouse. This spouse is most likely is what? In this area. This spouse is what? So you want to make your clients feeling good about your service. They don't care about your classroom schedule. All what they want to feel about is the bloody well. It's not, I have the schedule and this is what you will learn. These people care about the experience. So when she will go to her husband and tell him, hi honey, I'm going to new course and I want a couple of $100 to spend there, and it's an awesome course. You say, okay, so what's the benefit you get from? Oh, I don't know, but I know it's awesome. How many of your clients tells their spouses, oh, I don't know, but I know it works. I know it's awesome. How it works? I don't know. I feel it's awesome. I feel it's good. So the problem you try to overcome away from the script and whatever happened, we'll talk about the script, is you must have a material to hand in to this client. So for us, when we sell from the stage, we say it's great. If you want to sell, if you want to have discussion, you can put the deposit, you can go home with the material, discuss it with your husband or with your partner and come back. And anyway, it's 100% refundable within the first week. Why? Yeah, I do have 100% refund. And actually, I refund somebody after more than 3 months in the program. It's just for my reputation. So when you refund someone, that's why you need to have money back guaranteed. Because when you have a money back guaranteed within a week or within a month, and you make them go away with the material, oh, you need to have a material. So when people subscribe, they need to have material to take it back. When you be on the stage, you need to give them material. Or you need to email them material. So when you go and sell someone, I say, oh yeah, I have 3 partners in this restaurant, and you know what, I will talk to them. I say, okay, thank you, and then you pick up your stuff and walk away and leave your business card. Your business card is not sufficient. You need to have material, okay? So you need to make sure that your material is able to close a sale without you besides the material. Majority of us, when we start businesses, we don't have user manual, we don't have user guide, or they will come later. We don't have a single fact sheet about our software. That's right, sir? Okay? The only one who are allowed to do this is Apple. That's it. Nobody's, and we cannot be Apple, okay? Because there's only one Apple. We can be banana. Okay? I love your laugh, so that's why you remember. So, let's just see how we. What does it mean? I need to speak to the other decision maker. The client means I need more time to decide. I lied to you about being the decision making. I'm not the decision making. So inside your sales questionnaire, if you ask, we come boldly and ask, are you the decision making? Are you the one who can approve the purchase? And if somebody will come later on and say, oh, you know what, I need to talk to other decision making, it means he is not. This is a pretty good objection for client. As a sales people just don't know what to say to it. If it is true, then what can you do? If it's not, how can you call a client a liar? So you think this guy is a liar, pants are on a fire. You try to push to expose or persuade the client. A good answer, that's fine. It's a certainly a crucial that an important investment like this one is fully supported by the family or fully supported. In order that I can give you all the support you need and answer any questions that may like to ask a few questions. Tell me how many other what? Beautiful. Tell me what is the decision process? Tell me what other material do you need? Tell me, can I join on a phone call? Would you like to schedule a meeting so I can come in person and address their question and demonstrate the projects? Will you be interested into a live demonstration? Will you be interested in a free trial to your spouse or your partner as well, so she can not only know about the program, but she can feel how good is it? So all of these different mechanisms to handle an objection. It's basically not to handle the objection, it's to prevent these people from talking to each other. If you remember your partners or your ex or whoever you have, and how many went into inflammable discussions, because you want something and she wants something else, and you both of you cannot really communicate to have an agreement. It's because of this decision making. And believe me, like, I teach this in a conflict resolution. And this is how I came up through lots of conflict in my recent 3 years when I learned this. I automatically shift, figure out why the other perceptions is there, and try to handle it. So it's nothing about me. It's nothing about anything I do. It's all about how they see me. Okay? So a sales superstar will think, how do I get this moving again? Understand, whatever the truth is here, important thing is to rebuild rapport, regain trust, and agree on a way forward. If there is a hidden objection, the sales superstar will find it. This work because it respects the client position. Everyone likes support. Questions about the others involved smoke out hidden objections and the hacking and the decision-making strategies. It's true that there are this other decision-making, then you can get start to construct an action plan. So no matter your sales is complex or you believe it's not complex, your sales are very complex. Because if you sell a personal service, there are her brothers and sisters, her daughters, her grandma and her mom and her spouse. Everybody need to know about your service. So this is why you need to have a website. That is why you need to have a marketing material. That's why you need to have a Facebook page. That's why you need to have, you need to be active on social media. Because if you open someone to your business and you cannot close, where this guy will go? Will buy from your competitor. And if you believe you have no competitor, sorry dear, you have no business. Because any service worldwide is based on human need. And any service or any product must have an alternative way for people to do it. Like, as funny as it sounds, if you are selling grinder, you know the grinder, like Magic Bullet, what's the alternative for Magic Bullet? Is your palm. Somebody can get the fruit and crush it with their palms. Is the knife. Is the other blenders. So when you say I have a solution which is nobody else have, this is not true. When you say I have a product which is nobody else thought about it, you have no market because you are not serving a need. And sometimes the alternative will be stuff which you cannot believe it. Like we were in a workshop like that, and this was the question: is everybody knows Magic Bullet, a very high end blender and the grinder. very reasonably cost for its what can do. And what are the alternative? The alternative basically is to crush the fruits and vegetables with your hand. Knife is another alternative. Having two stones is another alternative. So you have to understand, if you cannot get people into, if you give them a solution and you cannot close them, these people will be easy to grab to your competitor. So you are building your competitor business, not your business. Make sense? Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Each one has the option of getting one. Was this helpful?
Thank you for listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.